In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Domus mea, domus orationis est. My house is a house of prayer. I still remember a sermon that I heard many years ago. The bishop who was preaching the sermon told us that every time before going to pray, he would remove his watch. Because he said, when we place ourselves in the presence of God to pray, we are to leave behind our own time in order to enter into the time of God, which is eternity. We are to leave behind our own time in order to enter into the time of God. Prayer is the sanctification of time, a sacrifice that we make of our own time to God. But many people today don't pray anymore. They get caught up in so many things that they don't have any time to give to God. And how many of us here don't pray anymore? Because we allow ourselves to be caught up in so many things that at the end, there is no time left for God. My brethren, this is a real problem. A problem that very often we do not take as seriously as we should. But the problem here is not that we have many things to do. The problem is that we forget the most important thing that we have to do, which is to pray. One day, our Lord went to Bethany to visit Saint Martha. And she was there, serving him. And this was a very good thing, that she was serving the Lord. However, amidst her many tasks, she lost sight of God. And our Lord told her, Martha, Martha, you worry and get troubled by so many things. And yet, only one is necessary. Again, the problem was not that Saint Martha had many things to do, but the problem was that amidst her duties, she lost sight of God. And this is the problem. And it is the same with us. Our duties should not be seen as an impediment for us to lead a true Christian life. Our obligations of every day should never be an excuse for us not to pray. For instance, it was never heard that being a mother, that being a father, was an obstacle to holiness. This is a false idea. I know that mothers can get exhausted by the care of their children. I know that fathers can be really tired after a long day of work. But this is no justification for leading a life without a prayer. For leading a life without God. In the midst of all our occupations, we need to have time for God. We must make time for prayer. Otherwise, the weight of our obligations will crush us. Our many duties, our many responsibilities should never lead us away from God. But they should be for us an invitation to pray more, because we need God's help. Because without Him, we can do nothing. Prayer is the most important thing that we have to do. It is the first duty that we have in this life, which is to pay homage to God, our Creator. However, we all know by experience that when we get busy, prayer is the very first thing that we put aside. How blind we are. We make time for so many things, but when it's time for us to pray, well, we always find a good excuse. What a sad reality to see God put aside, to see Him left behind in our own lives. Saint Teresa of Avila used to say that he who omits prayer does not need the devil to take him to hell, because he goes there by himself. He who omits prayer does not need the devil to take him to hell, because he goes there by himself. Yes, my brethren, the truth is that we will not go to heaven if we don't pray. But now, when I say prayer, when I say that we need to pray, I don't mean one Our Father and three Hail Marys a day. That is for children, for little children. When I say prayer, I mean prayer. Vocal prayer, like the rosary or the psalms, but also some good spiritual reading, like the Holy Gospels or any good spiritual book. We need it. It is the nourishment of our spirit. We feed our bodies. And we ought to feed our souls as well. My brethren, we have to wake up and realize the necessity of prayer. Without prayer, our life becomes sinful because we cannot resist the temptations. We don't have the strength to go against the temptations. Without prayer, we cannot be faithful to the grace of God. And the first step for a better prayer life is to put some order in our daily life. We need to have a schedule, even if somehow flexible, but we need to have at least an idea about how we are going to spend the hours of our day. And when we will be able to pray. This is the first step to put order in our day. The second step is to cut off everything which is useless. Well, if we think about it, we would be surprised. How much time do you spend every day in front of your screen, on your telephone, or on your computer? How much time? How much time do you spend every day in front of the mirror, looking, staring at yourself? How much time do you spend every day talking about other people? And how much time do you spend every day in prayer? You see, we say that we don't have time, but the reality is that we waste a lot of time every day. Some people spend more time eating and drinking than praying. It shows that they care more about their bodies than about their souls. Some people can spend hours in front of the TV watching a movie or a game. But when they come to church, everything has to be very quick. And if by chance the priest takes some minutes more to say Mass, they cannot stop complaining. Very sad situation. My brethren, what we have to cut is not the Mass. What we have to cut is not prayer. But what is useless in our daily life? Remember, when we pray, when we come to church, we should remove our watch. And the third step, to have a better prayer life, is to be faithful to our commitments. Faithful, first of all, to the duties of our state in life, to the schedule we have made. But also, we have to be faithful in avoiding everything that is harmful or simply useless to us. Faithful in what we have to do, and faithful in what we have to avoid, in order to have time for prayer. And if we follow these three simple steps, we are going to see that our lives will become brighter. Not necessarily because things will change around us, but because things will change inside us. You know that sometimes life seems to be dark. But very often, this darkness is not in life itself, but in our sick eyes. But when we pray, we change, and then we can see things in the way they really are. My brethren, our problem is not that we have a lot to do. The real problem is that we don't pray. So it's time for us to make a resolution, to make prayer the top priority of our lives, of our families. For real. Domus mea, domus orationis est. My house is a house of prayer, said the Lord. And you are this house. And God is inviting you to be closer to Him, to be a man and a woman of prayer. And I do hope that you accept His invitation. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.